You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's retail inflation likely eased to 7% in August, from a 15-month high of 7.44% in July, primarily due to a softening tomato prices, according to an FE poll among 13 economists. The inflation measured by Consumer Price Index was 7% in August 2022 as well. These economies expect CPI core inflation, which excludes food and fuel items, to remain flat in August. If August 2023 CPI print comes in at 7%, retail inflation will average 7.2% in the first 2 months of the July-September quarter. This means that for the RBI's projection of average inflation at 6.2% for Q2 FY24 to come true, the inflation will have to crash to 4.3% in September, an improbable scenario given the current price pressures. Up next, the rupee fell to its lowest in nearly 11 months during intraday trade on Wednesday, owing to a rally in oil prices and weakness in peer currencies, including the Chinese yuan. At the same time, weak monsoon can be a source of domestic stress. The rupee slid 0.1% to 83.14 against the dollar on Wednesday. It had touched 83.18 during the day, the lowest since October 20. The rupee had slid 29 paise against the US dollar on Tuesday after the Kaixin Service PMI data for August indicated sluggish demand for services in the Chinese economy. Moving on, the latest RBI move to enable Unified Payments Interface, aka UPI transactions, from pre-sanctioned credit lines is unlikely to hamper credit cards in the near term, at least as the latter will continue to pull customers through incentives like cashbacks and reward points, say experts. Following up on the announcement made in the April monetary policy, the RBI on Monday enabled UPI transfers to and from pre-sanctioned credit lines at banks. Currently, savings accounts, overdraft accounts, prepaid wallets, and credit cards can be linked to UPI. Under the latest facility, payments through a pre-sanctioned credit line issued by a bank to individuals with prior consent of the individual customer are enabled for transactions using the UPI system. In other developments, the government took stock of the readiness of the steel industry to meet the reporting obligations on carbon emissions that kick off from October 1st under the European Union's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism. The assessment was done at a meeting, was called by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, and was chaired by Commerce Secretary Sunil Barthwal. Senior officials from Ministries of Finance, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Power, Steel and Mines attended the meeting. From the industry, Indian Steel Association, Business Chambers, Engineering Exports Promotion Council, and some legal experts were present. Wednesday's session was a follow-up of a similar meeting held in May where the industry was asked to be ready for the CBAM. Meanwhile, wholesale sugar prices have touched Rs 37.75 per kg, highest since 2017 amid expectation of a fall in output because of deficient rainfall in Maharashtra and Karnataka. The prices have risen by around 3% from the level 2 weeks back. Trade sources told FE that the possibility of decline in production next season, 2023-24, starting on October 1st, could force the government against granting sugar exports quota for ensuring adequate domestic supplies. The government is also considering a proposal to impose stock holding limits for wholesalers, prescribing the maximum quantity of sweetener they can keep in order to check any price rise. In 2016, stock limits were imposed for sweetener last. In other news, electric two-wheeler startup Ather Energy announced that it has raised Rs 900 crore from Hero Motor Corp and GIC through a rights issue. On Monday, Hero Motor Corp, the single largest shareholder in Ather, announced its intention of subscribing to the rights issue through an investment of Rs 550 crore. Singaporean sovereign wealth fund GIC subscribed to the balance Rs 350 crore. Ather, which is India's third largest electric two-wheeler maker, said it plans to use the funds for new product launch and expansion of its charging infrastructure and retail network. With this latest round, Hero will have made a total investment of Rs 917 crore in Ather since its first investment done in 2016. Lastly, Ankit Gupta, India CEO of hospitality and travel tech unicorn Oyo, has quit the company along with the head of its Europe business, Mandar Vaidya. Both outgoing roles have been transitioned to Varun Jain as COO India, Gautam Swaroop as CEO Oyo Vacation Homes, according to a company statement. Ankit had been with Oyo for over 4 years and was responsible for leading the company's growth in India. He assumed the role of CEO about a year back. Prior to that, he was CEO of the franchisee and frontier business at Oyo. He's understood to have left the company too for starting his own entrepreneurial venture. Mandar has also been with Oyo for over 4 years. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.